You're listening to the Lux Life Discovered podcast, where we talk with people who are living a lifestyle that reflects their passion, because we believe everyone should be living their best life, their Lux Life. The show is hosted by Rick Steiner with Steiner Event Group, a premier national event planning company, and co-hosted by Shannon Richmond, the vice president of the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you are watching on YouTube, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the bell to get notifications of future episodes. The show is produced by 30A Media and is broadcast on your favorite podcast outlets, as well as YouTube, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TVs, and other major brand smart TVs.
Hello, I'm Rick Steiner, and welcome to another episode of Lux Life Discovered. My guest today is Jessica Banks with The Energy Mender. So, Jessica, it's great to have you today.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, there's so many things, you know, it's like, where do I begin with all my questions? So, Energy Mender, let's just start with that and tell us how that name evolved and what all it entails.
It began just as my business, and I was thinking of a name that tied everything together. And I was like, well, people always tell me, oh my gosh, Jessica, you have great energy, all this stuff, you know? So I was just like, you know what? I'm the Energy Mender. I mend people's energies. They always feel better when they leave me. And all the practices that I do, which is yoga, I'm a holistic practitioner. That's what I call myself. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a shamanic practitioner. And I'm also Soma Vida Thai yoga massage therapist.
Wow. And what do you do in your spare time?
No, I'm just kidding. I ride a motorcycle. I do.
I was going to say, I don't have any spare time. Yeah.
Oh, I make spare time. Yeah.
Well, so kind of go into a little bit of each one, the yoga. So for someone who's never done yoga, like what are the benefits? What do you really see are the benefits of yoga? And what would you recommend for a beginner?
Well, yoga means to yoke, to put together. So the word yoga really means to put together. It's a sequence, to put things together, to link. It's a thread, right? So that's the word yoga. So yoga practice, yoga, like what everybody knows, to do a yoga practice like Ashtanga. That's what I teach, Ashtanga Vinyasa, and that is the grandfather of power yoga. It's a mind-body spiritual connection. So at first, people want to come and they want to get in touch with getting looking better, right? They want to get a physical appearance, feel good. Well, you know, it's good. That's the beginning. It always ends up, okay, well, they start eating better. They start thinking about what they're putting in their body, substance-wise, what are they watching? And then it turns into more of a spiritual connection with them, with their connection with the divine and their why their purpose, like what is their purpose? Why are they here? And that's so the main
oftentimes
why
it
we're
evolves
here,
into right? something that they didn't really, they thought they were coming to stretch and do yoga. Yeah.
And that's what happened with me. That's 100% what happened with me. I always tell people yoga saved my life, basically. It really broke down my ego, it stripped away everything that was of this world and got me inward. And there I evolved with my purpose. And I'm here being a healer. When I do sessions, sacred counseling sessions, I'm a medium. I'm Reiki master. I do Reiki classes. I do Thai yoga. And, you know, it's all evolved into being a holistic practitioner.
So the Reiki lessons. Tell us about that. What all does that involve?
So I just got done doing a Sunday. I did a shamanic Reiki level one attunement. And I incorporate shamanism and Reiki because that's my training. Reiki is a Japanese healing method that we use the energy from the divine. And we heal with the energy through and with our hands. And we can feel the discrepancies in your body. I can feel what is off, which chakra systems are off in your body. I can feel if you have something, some ailment in your body, I can feel it. I usually can feel it in my body. And then I'm like, what's that? You know?
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I go up to people, I'm on them. I'm like, what's going on there in your stomach? Or what's going on here? You know, what's I can just feel it. So we all have this. We just need to be
more in tune.
In tune with it.
Well, so, okay, and then that brings up a question that I'm sure you get a lot. Do you get resistance from people?
Mm-mm. Because people who come to me are open.
Right.
people who come to me are wanting validation, or they want, because they already know what they need. They just need validation because there's a lack of trust in themselves. So I help with that. I help them to heal themselves. I'm not here to, you know, healers aren't supposed to heal other people, like abracadabra, you're healed. It's us facilitating and guiding them to heal themselves, because you have your own path, you have your own soul, your own soul journey to go on. So, but I can be here and facilitate and guide you on your journey.
And that's going to make you more in tune and make you more aware and make you more accountable.
That's right.
Because if somebody does it for you, then you're like, once a need's met, then it's kind of like we're on to the next thing.
Yeah, so, and that's kind of like how people, they run to the doctor and they want this magic pill to cure them and with whatever, but they don't want to change their life habits. They don't want to stop drinking. They don't want to stop smoking. They don't want to, even though, you know, and those things are fun, believe me. I love a drink, okay? But I'm just saying, you know, in moderation, and people who are letting it override their life, I mean, you know, they don't want to stop eating out every day, or they're just overweight and want to get healthy, you know, like we need to make those choices better. And we have our bodies are amazing, and they can heal. We can heal ourselves 100%. And we don't, you know, and I'm not saying quit your meds or anything like that, but, you know, definitely go health, you know, think about what you're putting in.
Right. Yeah. And we have to treat our body, we have to respect it. Because
it's your temple.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, it is. So how did all this begin with you? Because you didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah. I mean, I always was called I've always, my journey is really long, so I'll try to keep it short. So when I was a child, I was always kind of aware, and I always was looking at the clouds and kind of like, okay, there has to be more than this. There has to be more than this, you know? And then I had children, and I was really deep in yoga, and yoga was the first thing. And then it just helped me calm my mind so I could listen to my inner self. So then my inner self was telling me, hey, you know, the synchronistic things were happening. Hey, here's a training for Reiki. Hey, here's a shamanic training. You know, all these things started flowing naturally, coming to me with no resistance whatsoever. So, you know, the journey has been long. I'm 44. I started this path when I was probably in my mid-20s, you know? So I've been doing this for a long time. I've been teaching for about 10 years, teaching yoga. I've been doing shamanic practice since 2016, about the same time with Reiki. I'm a part of the Foundation of Shamanic Studies, which is Michael Harner wrote the book, The Way of the Shaman. And that practice is very ancient and brings you back to our ancestor way of healing and bridging the gap from divine and us, and really getting connected. And then that's a little bit deeper things. I do divinations and power animal retrievals, so that I journey.
Explain that.
Yeah, I journey. That's a lot.
Just went way over my head.
Yeah. So I journey with a drum or a rattle for you. And a journey is I go in a deep meditation, and I'll go and retrieve a power animal in the spirit world. And I will do it for you. I will get a power animal for you, or help guide you find yours. So our power animal could be help us as a vessel to something that's going on in our life. Like maybe everybody has power animals and things. I know I'm going a little deep in this, but, you know, a turtle may cross your path 10 times in a week. Well, that's a message from spirit, like, hey, maybe you need to slow down, right? Because turtles go slow. Maybe a frog is always at your bedroom window chirping, chirping, chirping at night. Well, maybe that's a message for you to realize that maybe I'm going through change, because frogs are always changing, right? They go from tadpole, they have a metamorphosis kind of life, you know? So they're always forever changing. So
you think there's a lot that we experience that we just don't realize because we don't take time
to
observe?
Yeah. Because you're not on that vibrational plane. You know, we're so busy with our cell phones, with TV, with, you know, just living of the world, when we need to sit and be quiet and be maybe be in nature and just listen. And he'll, you know, spirit will talk to you. Even if you're whatever religious, I mean, this is all things are very all universal. You know, this is not believing in one thing or another, but everybody should be more aware and more in tuned with nature. And we need it more and more these days as everything that's going on in the world.
So why do you think more people haven't embraced this before now?
Well, it's coming a lot more, I think, because the pendulum always swings, right? It's always one extreme to the other. So I, you know, and I feel like we're coming back. There's been a super extreme to be radical and not caring and doing whatever we want. Well, it's time to figure out, and I see it in my children, and they're wanting to know more and be more in tune with Earth and be more natural. And, you know, so I think it's always this way. It's always going to be a cycle, you know.
So what do you say to skeptics? A response, or because I could see where some people really believe this and mm-hmm. follow it, and then yeah. I could see where some people would be like, that's a little deep, you know, that type thing. Yeah. So how do you?
I've never really had any issue with anybody like a skeptic or anything. Like, so Christmas Eve, I got commissioned to do a reading for a family. They asked me if I could come do a mediumship reading for a whole family on Christmas Eve, just this past Christmas Eve. Sure. Yeah. So I showed up and there was a guy that was a skeptic in there. And I knew he was a skeptic. I can kind of feel, right. You know, whatever. I'm just,
with
you know.
Smirking in the background.
No, he was there very polite. Okay. But I could feel, you know, he was. And then, but I called everything out. I mean, there's no way I could have known anything prior because I didn't know who's going to be there. There's no way for me to Google. I don't know who was going to be. I didn't even know the six people that were going to be there. And I knew only one person and the other person that was paying, you know, and that was it. And then I don't know who else was there, but everything was fine. And I don't think he's a skeptic anymore.
So were they amazed when you were able to pinpoint things?
Yeah. It was neat. A lot of spirit came through, you know, people that like the loved ones came through who have passed.
Went on a hiking retreat in Arizona years ago, mm-hmm. and the last night they had a lady come in who her son was murdered, and I forgot what group she's head of or was at the time, but she was kind of like a medium, mm-hmm. and I didn't want to ask her a question, but I wanted this lady who's a writer for Shape magazine that was there to ask for me, so she did, and when she was going through all the different questions, she goes, and pointed to her, and she goes, this isn't your question. It's the gentleman next to you that wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you can't mess
okay.
with mediums.
I was like, wow, okay.
I love it.
But I'm kind of freaked out that you know that.
So, you know, and again, like with people who are skeptics, like if we're doing this work, we're not fazed by anybody.
Well, you can't be.
No, because we're so confident of what we know. And it's 100% true. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't confident in knowing what I know as a seer and as everything that I do. I mean, and I people say, oh my gosh, you have a wonderful gift. And I'm like, well, you have it too. We just got to get you into that skill set. And like I said, I did the shamanic Reiki level one attunement on Sunday, and that was beautiful. And I train people to get this. I train people, to get in touch with their spirit self, you know, and because we all have this, we're made in the image and likeness of God. So
is there any like conflict? Like, I don't know what the right word is, but like between spirit and like a Christian belief or religious mm-hmm. belief. I mean, regardless of what.
Well, I had a situation. I was called in to. It was a sad situation. Somebody was passing, but someone called me in there to do a healing, and it was days prior, and Spirit's telling me, like, we're not going there to heal her. We're not going there to heal her. So I called the person before we were going to go, and I said, hey, I said, I'll meet you there, but we're not going there to heal her. And she's like, I know. and we were preparing for her to pass. Yeah. And so I walk in, and you know, the family is Mormon. They're all Mormon. There's the family is Mormon, and I walk in, and I'm very respectful. You know, can I sage your home? I sage. They go, yes. I light the candle. I mean, I'm there doing work, and you know, spirits. It was a sad situation, and it was almost like there was a lack of understanding that death was coming, and there was four kids involved, and nobody was talking about death. They were avoiding what was going to happen.
Right, avoiding the event.
Yeah. And I said, I was laying hands, and spirits like, get the kids in here, get the kids in here, get, like, screaming in my ear, get the kids in here, like, very direct. And I'm like, I turn over, and I'm like, hey, I was like, we need to get the kids in here. I won't say her name, but, you know, we are, you're dying, and this is happening, and we need to get the kids in here right now. We need to open these curtains, because it was dark. It was kind of scary. The kids didn't want to go in there. There was an oxygen machine going on. There was, you know, things very kind of scary. It was dark. It was, she's ill. She's very skinny on the couch, you know, and I'm like, get the light in here. Open these curtains. Okay. And then all of a sudden the energy shifted. The kids were flowing in and out. The next day I showed up, the kids were flowing in and out of the room. All the lights were bright as this room, in the house. And I said, you know, you're good. And she thanked me. I gave her a hug, and I said, I'll come back on Tuesday. This was a Thursday. I said, I'll come back on Monday or Tuesday and see. She hugged me, and I said goodbye, and that following Tuesday, her husband texted me that she passed at 7 or 5 in the morning, really early, with the kids in the bed with her, you know, and that
good
was a local, that
too.
Was a local situation.
Yeah. And good closure for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, I consider myself, you know, people always want to talk about the happy things, but with healing and stuff like that, but, you know, death is inevitable, and you know, with everything happened with COVID a few years ago, I mean, everybody was so scared, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we need to talk about it more. I feel that's another, we can have that another topic.
Well, I know there's so many things that just like pick up on so many different opportunities to discuss. Yeah. So how long have you lived in the Gulf Coast
I have
area?
Been here since 2008. I consider myself a local now. I was brought here by my ex-husband who worked for the Navy, and then we soon got divorced. But we have two beautiful kids together. I live on Panama City side. This place is very special. This whole Emerald Coast is really wonderful, and I'm very happy and glad to be here because, you know, it's funny how you get put in places in life and then it switches. It doesn't work out, but it does work out. So you kind of have to go with the flow, and
exactly.
It's worked out, and I'm doing my thing. Yeah.
So do you have a studio or how do you, okay.
So I have an office off of Richard Jackson in Hutchinson, and I'm in the 5-story building there.
There in Panama City Beach.
And Panama City Beach.
So you're on the corner of the, like right past the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, I know exactly where you're talking about.
So I'm in the building with all these, Army Corps of Engineers is on my floor. I have all these attorneys, and I think ATF is in there somewhere. Berga Firm is upstairs. Yeah, I have all these and here I am, energy mender, and I'm trying to like hold the building down. They don't know what we do on the weekends. We do trainings, we drum and have all sorts of stuff go on. But it's fun. I wonder if they feel my energy, you know? Like, I wonder.
Yeah.
I know the Army Corps of Engineers, they love it. They're like, hey, hi, we smell your smell. It's so wonderful. Yeah, but it's a beautiful office studio. It's where I do my Thai and all my energy work and sessions in there. And it's a beautiful view of the water. So I'm on the 4th floor.
Nice.
And it's all windows. Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm very blessed to be there. Yeah.
So how many people come to like the drum session? Is it like an individual or do you have, or your training?
Yes. So the training I had, I'll do, like I had couple more trainings. I had trainings in October, and I had I did a shamanic Reiki level one and level two. So and that one was I had like seven to eight,
participants. Local people.
Yeah, so we do group journey sessions with all the people who have maybe practiced with me, and I'm training. We'll do it at my house or something, or we'll go somewhere where we can really have intention and there's not a lot of distractions. But there is a drum session on the beach down there that's local, like by Schooners, that I go to sometimes, but it's just a public thing. Everybody goes and drums. It's really fun. Yeah.
When is that?
That's every Sunday at 3:30. Yeah. Interesting. Weather permitting. It's a great time.
Is it during the summer also?
I don't know. Yeah, pretty sure. And my friends who own Back Beach Bonfire, they put Bonfire. I'm plugging them. They should.
Is that Josh. You're talking about Back Beach Rentals or the
Beach Rentals. Josh Gupta. Those are my friends. Yeah. So and Cody is the one that started the drum session thing there. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's really fun. Yeah.
I know them real well. So Josh was one of my first guests when I started doing the podcast a couple of years ago.
Oh, I love them. The whole family, Tammy and Naomi. Oh. Yeah. Good people.
If they are. So where did you live before you came to?
I am originally from Palm Springs, California. Okay. I know, don't stress. I'm the old school California.
Well, you have to clarify that now.
I know. But, you know, I miss it. I'm from the desert, and it's funny how you miss things that were, you know, I really miss the desert. It's I'm so happy there's heat there.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Because you're saying you miss the desert, and I'm from Kentucky.
Okay.
And so then you get everybody from the north that comes down here, they're like, oh, we don't have the grass and the dirt. But and to you, this is still not.
I miss the mountains.
Yeah. That's true.
Because I don't know if you've ever seen Palm Springs, but it's very mountainous, and we have big Mount San Jacinto that's huge. And I think I'm a mountain girl. You know, we used to go hike in the mountains all the time and do stuff in the desert, and it has its own beauty.
A little more flat here.
Yeah, it is flat.
So what do you see for yourself going forward?
Well, I am getting my doctorate degree right now from for a sacred medicinal medicine. So that's a lot of work. So I'm hoping to just expand my practice and go deeper with more nutrition and help people get on more holistic way of healing and naturopathic of healing. So that's why I'm getting my doctorate in sacred medicinal medicine. And I'm from my college is the Soma Vida Integrative Therapies College. It's down in Tampa. And that's where I went to get my Thai massage too. Okay. Yeah. So it's all holistic healing, and they have a lot of good programs. And
you just cover the whole extreme of whole body and.
Well, that's why I say holistic practitioner, because I don't want to be put in a box. I don't think anybody should be put in one.
But when you meet someone and say you're a holistic practitioner, what are
they usually go, oh, I'm like,
I was wondering what kind of responses. So I'm sure.
They just ask, what do you do? Like, what all do you do? So it's kind
and
of
there's
just,
nothing wrong with that, right?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah. So. I mean, I think everybody should do it. You know, it's funny. I was like, when I was a kid, and people, you know, they ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? I wanted to be everything. Yeah. I wanted to be everything. I could never pick any one thing. So I don't know. But I am a holistic practitioner, and I plan to, you know, expand and go deeper with that and get my doctorate degree, and then I'll become a teacher for Thai. I do want to teach people how to do Thai massage so they can start their own.
What makes a Thai massage so unique?
So a Thai yoga, the Soma Vida Thai yoga that I do is, you know, we hit all the meridian points in your body, which is just like acupressure. They hit the points when they do acupuncture, right? So you have meridian channels in your body. With Thai, I hit all of them, and I stretch you. And you may get some spontaneous adjustments at the same time. I step on you. It's really fun. And
so this is where you get your frustration out on people. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, shh.
Right. That's part of the practice.
Let me just dig my elbow a little bit.
I see now the truth comes out.
No, yeah, it's a beautiful practice. It's people, you know, and you wear your clothes, and that's why I like it, because I don't have to oil you. I don't have to oil you up. You leave your clothes on, and you get to leave. And I see some really good, you know, outcomes from it. Some good. I mean, sometimes I don't see people again sometimes because they're healed. You know, they're like calling me. Oh my gosh, Jessica, you healed me. I need to come see you, I guess, for maintenance. But like today, I saw a guy. I like totally helped his back, and he's like, I don't need to see you anymore. You're great. He's like, but he sends me all his people.
Which is good. Yeah. Referrals. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Thai yoga is 2,500 years old. It's really old and ancient, and it's been around way longer than chiropractic care. So, I mean, it's for people who are hurting. Like it's right. Not a frou-frou practice. Like it's not a feel good either. You need to focus on breath, and I'm digging.
So
deep tissue.
My mind just went to this, which is crazy. But like goat yoga.
Oh gosh, no.
So how in the world is someone like you?
No, good for them. I don't know. I don't know.
It's just like, where did that even come from? Yeah.
Just whatever. I mean, if people want to do goat yoga, that's great. I said, I like goat cheese, but I don't like goats. I don't like, they smell and they're mean. They can bunch you. I don't know.
A breeze I brought that. It just seems like it's so opposite of what you're describing. You know, that type thing.
Yeah. Well, yoga means, it's just like, yoga is just like saying the gym or so, you know what I mean? Like it's the place you go, right? So yoga is just a practice. It's a practice. That's what it is. Yeah. Yoga is a practice. So it doesn't mean, like there's Hatha yoga, there's Ashtanga, and I teach Ashtanga Vinyasa at Emerald Coast Jiu-Jitsu Academy 3 times a week. I plug that. And then, but, you know, it's, if people want to do goat yoga or cat yoga, great. That's fine.
I've never heard of cat yoga. That's amazing.
I'd rather do cat yoga than goat yoga.
You think the cats are nicer?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Look at the camera and then tell people where to find out more information about you and where your office is again.
So my office is in Panama City Beach, energymender.com. Instagram is energymender. Everything is energymender. Jessica at energymender.com is my email, and my phone number is there on the screen, 850-624-3404. And it was a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Yeah. This is definitely interesting, to say the least. Yeah. So I'm Rick Steiner, and that is another episode of Lux Life Discovered. Be sure and follow us on YouTube, subscribe, and then also on all major podcast platforms. We have our own channel, Lux Life Discovered, on 30ATV, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks.
Check out Lux Life Discovered on Facebook and Instagram and on 30A.tv. See you next time on Lux Life Discovered.